Excellency, Madam Chair, High Commissioner, delegates, the Republic of South Sudan aligns itself with the statement delivered on behalf of the African group and would like to take this opportunity to congratulate Her Excellency Ms. Khadra Ahmed of Djibouti for her elections as Chair of the 74th session of the UNHCR Executive Committee for the year 2023. Allow me, Your Excellency, to convey to you the best wishes from His Excellency President Salva Kiir Mayardit and the people of the Republic of South Sudan on the occasion of this 74th session of ESCOM. Let me seize this opportunity also to congratulate the High Commissioner, Ms. Filippo Grandi, for his commitment, commendable leadership, his stewardship, and his steadfast commitment in addressing the challenges of the growing displaced population globally. This has not been an easy task, particularly during this challenging time as we are faced with the conflict, natural disasters, and climate hazards. Your visit, Mr. High Commissioner, and traveling to the remote parts of South Sudan on 26th to 29th August 2023 provided a forum for a broad spectrum of the international actors who strive to find solutions that respond to the legitimate needs of people seeking protection in alignment to the aspirations of government and the humanitarian community. South Sudan has opened its doors to the most vulnerable forced to flee South Sudan and other countries in the region. However, it remains the most unfunded country. Hence, more support is needed. We cannot shoulder this responsibility alone. Madam Chair, the year 2023 witnessed tremendous humanitarian crisis in the short history of our country since its independence in July 2011. The impact of climate change has caused massive displacement of over 2.2 million people due to floods and in the past 4 years. Today, across South Sudan, we are living with record levels of displacement and considerable food insecurity. Furthermore, we are faced with a unique emergency characterized by huge numbers of displaced and extremely vulnerable population. Since 15 April 2023, over 300,000 individuals crossed borders into South Sudan due to the conflict in Sudan, majority of whom are South Sudanese returnees. Our policy is to ensure returnees are integrated directly into their places of origin or live in areas of their choice in safety and dignity. Following the signing of a revitalized peace agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan in 2018, over 670,000 South Sudanese is potentially returned. The situation is overwhelming. Madam Chair, I am pleased to announce that the Government of South Sudan adopted the National Durable Solution Strategy and Plan of Action developed with the support from IGAD and UNHCR to address the protracted situation of returnees, refugees, internally displaced persons, and host communities. The strategy demonstrates the government's commitment to deliver solutions and highlights the need for a whole society and whole government approach. Now we are set to operationalize the solution strategy. We call upon the international community and partners to galvanize collective actions to support the strategy and delivery of durable solution. Madam Chair, the government of South Sudan remains committed to the implementation of the 1951 Refugees Convention and its protocols. South Sudan continues to exercise an open-door policy for refugees aligned with the National Refugees Act 2012. The progressive policy encourages settlement of refugees alongside the host communities. Allocation of agricultural land to enhance livelihoods and build resilience and grant refugees freedom of movement and the opportunity for employment. In addition to the 320,000 refugees being hosted by South Sudan, there are over 30,000 new arrivals from Sudan. And among them, are distinguished professionals, including doctors, engineers, nurses, and teachers. The government of South Sudan is planning to align their professional expertise across the 10 states and ensure the continuation of education for youth through placement in universities, schools, and vocational training. This requires the support of the international community. Madam Chair, in conclusion, building on the fruitful discussion with the partners during the High Commissioner's recent visit, we look forward to participate in the upcoming Global Refugees Forum. This will be an important milestone and unique opportunity for member states concerned with the plight of refugees and the forcibly displaced people to collectively commit to practical long-term solutions for refugees, internally displaced people, asylum seekers, the stateless, and their host communities. Furthermore, South Sudan extends a warm welcome to development and private sectors partners in the engagement and support of long-term solutions to ensure those returning remains at home. The government of the Republic of South Sudan extends sincere appreciation to High Commissioner Mr. Filippo Grandi, the donor community and partners for their unwavering support to the emergency responses and in the process of finding durable solutions to help delivery on our commitment to the Global Compact on Refugees. Thank
you. I thank the Honorable Minister of South Sudan and now call on the